Fresh Air tonight, beginning at 6 on KUAF. This is Ozarks at Large. Independence Day falls in the middle of this work week, allowing for get-togethers to be sprinkled throughout the week. Next month, First United Methodist Church in Springdale will have one big gathering, a community block party. The church, located downtown in Springdale, is in the middle of a diverse neighborhood populated with Arkansas natives, as well as people who've moved to the city from around the country, from Central and South America, the Marshall Islands, and elsewhere. The annual gathering serves as a really, really big block party. Jeannie Smith, a co-chair of the committee that puts the church's two-hour event together, says there are the traditional attractions, games, food, live music, but also opportunities like immunizations for children.
The health department will have a table there. And so if there are parents who have not gotten their immunizations, they can actually get them at this event and get a printout to bring to school. And that's something that we want to do, along with the backpacks, to help families prepare for school.
The preparation for school, the block party is held in mid-August, is a key component behind the event. More than 1,000 backpacks filled with school supplies will be available for children. The church has a partnership with Eastport, a manufacturer of backpacks, to make them available. Jeannie Smith says members of the church's congregation have been slowly filling those backpacks up.
And each week, we've had different school supplies that the congregation could bring and drop off, whether it be rulers or glue. And so we're really looking for as many backpacks that we can get. We have a partnership with Lee Elementary, and we have a partnership with ALE. So we have a number of uses for these backpacks.
The backpacks are why organizers are talking about the block party now, weeks before it actually takes place. They hope to have another 1,000 donated packs ready to hand out on August 12th. Last year, organizers had about 500, and those backpacks went fast. They're expecting about 2,000 people at this year's community block party. Rob Williams is a pastor at the church.
We had to turn away a lot of kids last year who showed up with expectation. We ran out, and hundreds of kids were sent home without backpacks.
Shelley Lumpkin, a congregant and person organizing the children's activities at the August event, says the block party is a continuation of summer activities undertaken by the church. Since the end of the traditional school year, about 200 young members of the church have been involved in local mission projects.
A lot of churches go out of town to do their mission projects, but we decided that we have a great need in our community, so we do our mission locally. Wheelchair ramps, painting, putting up walls, you know, whatever the community needs, we try to help with that locally.
Jeannie Smith, a co-chair of the block party, says there's one more draw for families to attend: haircuts.
And we have some of the best stylists in Springdale, and we could use more stylists. And they give the kids really cool, trendy styles. That was the most fun last year. We had a ball seeing the kids get haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have loved that. I know when I was in school, we were talking about this on the way over. You know, my mom would cut my bangs before school started. So I would have been just like some of these kids that got a really cool hairstyle the day before school started. So it's just a great, fun time.
The Community Block Party, hosted by the First United Methodist Church in Springdale, is August 12th. It will take place from 5 until 7 and is open to all of Springdale. One need not be a resident of the immediate neighborhood nor a member of the church. And the backpack giveaway that day is at 4. You can learn more about the events at the church's website, fumcwired.com. In the remaining weeks, organizers will continue to solicit for backpack and school supply donations from the community. And on August 12th, Rob Williams, a pastor at the church, says the plan is to have families from the same town sit down together and meet each other.
Break bread with our neighbors to get together and really get to know each other, to take people to the next step of understanding each other.
This is Ozarks at Large.